Thank you very much. Carolyn, if we could come to you with a question from Colin Strand. This is sort of still looking at rotation and centrifugal forces and so on, but on a very different scale. He wants to know what it is that stops a galaxy that's not rotating from just collapsing into its centre.
Yes, well, when we look at spiral galaxies, these are the ones that are rotating. And just like Dominic was describing, it's the circular motion that can that provides a centrifugal force, which resists the collapse against gravity and holds them up in place. But the vast majority of galaxies are not spiral galaxies. They're elliptical galaxies, these kind of ball-shaped galaxies that do not rotate. But just because they have no sort of large-scale coherent motion, it doesn't mean that the stars are static. And in fact, all those stars are moving around, they're buzzing around the galaxy on their own individual orbits, and it's just not an organized motion. So there's plenty of energy there, there's plenty of motion there, and that can resist the gravitational collapse. Because whether something collapses under gravity or not, look, you have to look at this balance of how close matter is, how close particles, if you like, here the stars are together, because obviously if you're closer to something, the stronger the gravity is, and how fast they're moving. And the more slowly objects are moving, there's more time and opportunity to notice and respond to the gravitational field of the neighbours and begin that collapse process. But if things are buzzing around very fast, they don't have time to notice and move according to that gravitational field. And so this continual motion of the stars is enough energy to stop them from gravitational collapse. And this is just the same basic principle throughout a whole lot of astrophysics. It's why if you have a gas cloud of a given size, whether it eventually collapses under gravity or not, there are gas clouds throughout the universe that haven't collapsed over the last 13 billion years. Why not? It's this balance of, you know, how much thermal energy the particles have in the cloud versus the density of the cloud and how close they are together. So you're looking at the energy in the individual particles and how strong the self-gravity is. And a lot of these clouds are in the balance where there's too much energy because they're too hot or they're too diffuse and so they don't collapse. And they only ever collapse to form structures like stars, either if the cloud becomes denser or it becomes colder. And so if things are moving, they don't necessarily respond to the gravity very strongly.